Adelante with Arlene. Let me inspire you. Many of us in our youthful, childlike, childish stages in life, we would not have a worry in the world, not a care. We were all about playing with our toys, watching TV, driving our parents crazy, asking questions as we grew up, like why? But why, when we were being corrected? All in all, most of us might have had that type of childhood growing up, learning, growing, experiencing. But as we grow up, we also start becoming more and more aware that the world around us, well, cannot always be relied upon. And that even those who love us the most are not perfect and won't make mistakes. We rely on the security of those that have been our guardians, our parents, and to the most part, they have taken care of us to the best of their ability. But sooner or later, as we go on into this real world, this world out there, where we are now walking in as young adults, and then adults, and then seniors, we then experience and realize that our security, well, cannot be dependent upon someone else. Today on Adelante with Arlene, I want to talk about negativity. Negative, negative, negative. Have you been around negative people?
Let's get started.
Well, negative, negative, negative. Those people that want to burst your bubble. Yes, some of them even in your family. You wake up cheery, you wake up happy. And yet all of a sudden something steps in, boop, and a negative word comes out of their mouth. Sometimes I had experience when you're a teenager and you are going through your growing pains and you experiment. And in my case, it might have been with a different hair color or with clothing at that time that my mother would say weird, because I was a creative child and I eventually grew up to be a recording artist. I had it in me always to be a little different than what was expected in the norm of my family. And once we start hearing those words, we process them as criticisms, not constructive critiques, but we consider them to be negative. So every time you're happy, something came along and wanted to burst your bubble. Have you experienced this in your life? I think that after a while, when you experience this in your life a little too much day after day, somehow that negativity starts setting into your soul, your heart, and now your mind. And all you think about is what others might say about you. Now, don't tell me you've never gone through this, because when I was younger, there was always this comparison thing. There was always this sense of insecurity to some degree. I grew up to be a confident woman, but that took a long time. And the confidence that I think I have now, a day at a time, is due to the fact that I walk in Christ Jesus. Because when I was surrounded by the negativity in my home and negativity outside those doors, I could tell you the truth, when I counteracted that, and I didn't have the tools that I have now as a Christian woman, I can tell you that it became more of arrogance than it was confidence, because I wanted to make myself feel good. I wasn't basing it upon the right stuff. But as Christians, now that I'm a Christian, I know this, it's important that we confess. We confess the sovereignty of the Almighty God, who does work all things good for His purpose. When we as Christians are thinking primarily negative and we become anxious and doubtful, I know now that is likely a sign of lack of faith. Yeah, it is. The struggle against the negative thinking is definitely a battle of the mind. In the Word of God, Paul says in Philippians 4:8, he tells us that we need to think about those things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Yeah, my brother and sister, that is what we're supposed to think about. And how do we get that? How do we get that when we might have been brought up in such a negative environment? I'm going to discuss in a few minutes about how to handle keeping those negative people away from us. In my experience, the best way to do it, and how it would be more beneficial. But for now, I wanted to let you know that when we are thinking negative as Christians, okay, it is a struggle, and it's a struggle in the battle of the mind. Sometimes we may regress to those moments in the past and hear those voices in our psyche, or the remembrance of, per se, of the voice of someone in our lives that might have told us something negative, that might have told us that you know, we were weird because we were creative people and we were expressing ourselves, that we dressed weird, that, you know, what's that hair color? I mean, today is a different phenomenon and different things, but I'm speaking about in my generation how it was. If you didn't think inside the box, instead outside the box, then you were considered to be strange, different. But when we were criticized, it was very negative. So as believers, sometimes when I am in a spot and in a situation or a circumstance, no matter what it might be, and in my case lately, it had been having the faith enough to know that whatever the outcome of these different several MRIs that I have to have had, and I mean, I still have one more to go. It's been a lot of them, and different tests and x-rays and sonograms, that I was starting to feel negative. I was hearing those negative voices. I was hearing the, oh, you're always looking for something wrong, or, oh, you know, you shouldn't be anxious. You don't, you know, oh, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was hearing these negative voices of people even that were at church back in the days with me, and it would just replay in my head. And I realized when I don't know how, I maybe after listening to so many preachings, reading the word lately again, and reading this book that I'm reading about getting over that mountain, you know, overcoming that mountain that's in front of me. I think it was then when I started reading that I recognized that when I am primarily negative, anxious, or doubtful, I am lacking faith. You might ask, faith in what? Faith in the Lord. It made me feel, when I realized it, I got convicted. I felt like, how could I not trust God enough? Don't I always speak about trusting Him and how He gives us the strength to overcome? But when things become rough, I'm bombarded with the negativity of my past and I succumb to it? Don't be hard on yourself. Because just the fact that I realize that means that I have been drawing closer to God and that we are not perfect, but we do have the tools to be able to overcome. So that when the next big mountain comes your way, as it does in my life as well, we are able to remember what we learned from that experience and not allow the negativity to overcome us. As believers, when those negative thoughts come, we must remember that we need to have the mind of Christ. Word of God says that in 1 Corinthians 2:16, that we must have the mind of Christ. We have the ability. We have the ability to push out those negative thoughts, those negative voices per se that we've heard from our past, and replace it with godly thoughts. How do we know what godly thoughts are? Well, I read it before in Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, according to His word, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. Set your mind upon those things. How do I weigh this out again against what God says? God says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God's word says that every hair on our head is numbered. That's how precise and specific God is. And how much He knows us. So when we are thinking negatively and the world or everyone outside of the faith of the Lord will tell you to speak these positive affirmations to contradict or counteract the negative that wants to bombard you, I understand the language. I did it myself, you know, positive affirmations. But I've known and I experienced that the only positive affirmation can't come from man, woman. It has to come from somewhere, a higher level. And that higher level is the Lord God Almighty. By His Holy Spirit, by His word that's illuminated by His Holy Spirit, I'm able to understand how He created us, how He loves us, how special we are to Him, how merciful He is. And then all of a sudden, my mind is getting renewed and I'm remembering and having tools to, well, counteract, to fight against these principalities, these thoughts that I can now take captive and make them obedient to God. You see, because as Christians, it is important that we not allow our minds to have free reign. We have to be focusing on something. So if we're focusing on the negative, then the negative is what's going to carry out and it's going to manifest itself in our body. It's going to try to take over. We're going to be more anxious, more doubtful, more angry. Everything is going to be heightened, even sleepy, sad, depressed. You know, but when we are in Christ Jesus and we recognize this already, we recognize these things, these negative words are trying to bombard us, that these negative thoughts are trying to bombard us. Now we can engage in what is called spiritual warfare, you know, and God has given us tools. You know, we put on the helmet of salvation, that we are to put the spiritual armor in Ephesians 6, the spiritual armor of God, the helmet of salvation, so that the thoughts, it's a symbolism, would be captivated by the Lord God, protected by his spirit. The shield of faith, so that any fiery darts, any negativity, anything that is trying to harm us would just bounce off of this armor. The breastplate of righteousness. So when we remember that we wear in confidence, not arrogance, that righteousness in which the book of Romans speaks about throughout the book, that God has given us. He credited this righteousness to us. The shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth. The girdle of truth is the belt. It's the belt that literally, you know, this armor is an analogy for us. When the soldiers went to war, they put on an armor. Well, this is our spiritual armor. So each piece is spoken about in the scriptures as what it does. So the girdle of truth signifies the belt which holds it all together. See, when you stand on the truth of his word, not what others say about you, not what you have believed about yourself, but what God says, now it's being held together. So that's the helmet of salvation, shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, girdle of truth. Now you got your sword in your hand, right? Isn't that what a soldier does when he's in war? Well, this spiritual warfare has a sword, but that sword is the word of God. That's our weapon against the negative. That's where we renew our mind. And then we put on the shoes because, you know, when that armor was put on, if you see these old movies or you see these biblical movies, you'll see the armor that they put on, right? Okay, to go into battle. But they put on the shoes. These shoes had to, even though they were sandals, they were made in a way that they could stand ground. Okay? It's almost like having cleats, I would say, right? So they dig in and stand strong as these fiery darts would try to hit them, as this warfare was coming against them. For us, the spiritual warfare, we put on these shoes and we stand firm on the word of God. We stand firm on the ground against the negativity, against those principalities and rulers of darkness that are trying to come against you and me to bring us down. And with that, we stand on the peace with those shoes on, the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding as we walk through whatever it is that we are going through. Now, in more faith, with less doubt, with more confidence, with no arrogance, knowing who he says we are and being able to cast down those principalities in the name of Jesus, to be able to captivate those thoughts that are not good and instead fill ourselves with his goodness. So once again, how do we protect ourselves from the negative thoughts? Well, key point number one. Be mindful of those also that we surround ourselves with. That's right. Be careful who we surround ourselves with. In the book of Job, we read this. Job was going through something that I don't think any of us have ever or will ever go through. He had so many things happen to him. He was a believer, follower of God. He loved the Lord, but he was stripped of everything. 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 For a moment. His health, his family, his wealth. Not because he was arrogant, because he was considered a blameless man. We don't quite understand why it happened to him. But the fact that it's more important is what transposed during the time of this affliction. And when Job went and spoke to his friends, not people of wise counseling. These people just basically, especially one of them said, you know, what have you done? You must have done something to anger God, your God, right? Those are negative people. You know, when you buy that lady's that beautiful dress when you were young and you were so looking forward to wearing the dress, whatever outfit it was, and you hit, you know, at that time I was headed to the club, I was a teenager, and all of a sudden somebody was may say something negative, one of your girlfriends, and so now you look at yourself and you might be thinking like, wow, that must not look good on you, but never really knowing that maybe they were just jealous because they wanted to wear it themselves. Be mindful of those who surround you that are calling themselves friends and are negative. Because friends are the ones that are going to lift you. They're going to encourage you. They're not going to be the ones that are going to tear you down or point out your faults to you in a manner that is not going to help you, but instead hurt you. Key point number two, surround yourselves around positive people. Who are those? People that uplift you. People that give you tough love when they need to give you tough love. When they know that they love you enough to knock sense into you, to lead you the right way. Those are the positive people. And as a Christian, you should know better. That if your friends are not Christians, you still want to surround yourself around the positive people. Okay? Because I know my friends that haven't been Christians when I was in a tough situation. They led me the right way. They knocked sense into me because they knew the me of the past. They knew that negative self-talk that I used to do. And they knew now because I had shown them that God was in me now and that now I had a different life. And they called me on it and said, that's not who you are anymore. You're this. So remember, surround yourself around positive people. And what happens when we surround ourselves around the negative people? Let me talk about that. There's an article I read online and it says that they did a neural research and it showed that listening to negative people complain for a period of time affects our brain cells. Could you believe that? In other words, it's saying in plain terms that it affects your brain cells. How? Because it actually makes you dumb. It makes you dumb to listen to negative people because the more that we listen to the negativity, the more we start believing and thinking this way. You know, the Word of God says clearly in Proverbs that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. And I understand that more and more every day because sometimes if I give into that negative talk, and I start doubting myself, doubting everything around me, what starts happening is that I'm not walking in wisdom. I'm not making wise decisions. Instead, I'm acting foolish, and therefore, I'm becoming dumber. I know that sounds harsh, but it's the truth. It actually has been proven that it affects your brain cells. So another reason why we need to stay away from negative people and from negative thinking is because it'll make us depressed. Now, I'm not making light of this because I know that I have spent a period of my time where there was so many outside influences and circumstances that I had no control of in the sense of what was happening, either to others that was affecting me, but that I couldn't change at that moment. I understand that those things can be real, but how I process, how I react, what I think about, what I set my mind on, that can change. Because if I put my mind and set my mind only on the same things over and over and then surround myself by negative people, then I'm going to get depressed. Okay? Think about right now. Think about the average of people that you hang out with. Think truthfully how whenever you've been in a situation that has been tough, who has stuck by you and lifted you up and who has pointed a finger at you or made you feel inadequate or not good about yourself because of what you might be going through, kind of like almost blaming you for whatever you were going through. And while sometimes we are responsible, you know, the outcome for our actions, there are times that there are things that happen to us and things that come negatively towards us that we definitely did not have a part of, but they're coming against us. How many people have stuck by you? How many of those people have lifted you up, helped you, and sent you on the right path? What else? Hanging out around negative people can do to us? Well, it can actually take up our valuable time. We don't need to stand there and listen to the negativity. I know that we can't just dismiss everybody. We have lovely family members that we love that are just negative thinkers. I get that. But we do have the power to walk away, to not allow those things, if we are there, to just, you know, take a hold of us, but instead to press through and to love them, even though they might be negative people, but not necessarily listen to them and follow their advice, because it just isn't lining up with what God says is important for us to do. And that is to be positive, not live in a bubble. We're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna get negative. Like I just said, I my faith was waving and it was moving back and forth. When you have something that's so real in the natural, you're feeling sick or you're feeling afraid for a moment of the unknown, because you know you go to doctor after doctor like I do, and they're kind of not pinpointing, and you kind of look in the mirror and wonder, well, is something wrong with me? Am I being negative? But you know that you know your body, you know yourself. Better than anybody, you know yourself. And if you know that you know that something is not right, then yeah, you got to keep pushing forward without being negative. That's the issue. And keep seeking the Lord so that you may go to the right doctor and continue to have the right tests until you finally find out what is wrong, so that you can take care of it or so the doctor can help you take care of it. You see, so every one of us from time to time go through this negative way of thinking, this doubtful, especially as people of God. But as Christians, when we're made to feel by other Christians as though we don't have enough faith because we are human and are feeling these things, then that coming from them is already negative, because a Christian brother and sister should be uplifting you, helping you, encouraging you, praying with you, and leading you to the Word of God and speaking the Word of God to your life, not speaking the negativity. Don't let them take up your valuable time. Because negative people will see the bad in everything. You'll say one good thing and they'll say, oh, but, you know, there are some miserable people out there. So remember to check where what the source is, what they're saying, what's the source. Because some of your friends or family members might be speaking negatively due to so much that has happened in their lives, and they have been so used to being negative and been around negative people that now they spew out the negativity because they're hurt, because they too don't know how to handle things, because they only see things one way. But as a child of God, you, or any human being that's thinking negative right now, anybody that's not a Christian, we are to remember that we have the power not to live negatively, not to live according to what happened to us in our past, but instead seguir adelante, to move forward. And I have found that the best way for me to move forward is to be empowered. And the only way that I could be empowered is by God. You see, because if I'm empowered by anything outside of myself, anything like all music had empowered me, you know, or a friend empowers me, again, these things are just outside things, people, places, and things. They're going to fail us. But the one that will never fail us is God, the one that gives us the true strength, the true wisdom, the true ability, the true ways to overcome is the Lord. But we have an intimate relationship with the Lord through prayer, through His Word, through reading His Word, through studying His Word, to speaking His Word into our lives and into existence out loud. We then change the atmosphere, and we can change the way we feel from a negative to a positive. I hope that anything I said today has empowered you, encouraged you, has helped you see that you don't have to live your life in a negative manner, that there'll be times that you get weak, as I have and do from time to time. But if we go down that rabbit hole and stay in that negativity, there will be nothing good that will come of it. It will just do all those things I mentioned before. And that, yes, we need to check ourselves, but we need to check those that we are surrounding ourselves with. Because it's important that we live the healthiest we can and the wisest that we can, a day at a time with God's help, so that we can be overcomers. The Word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which is our Lord God, that was sacrificed for us, and the word of our testimony, what we say. Thank you for tuning into Adelante with Arlene. Don't forget to check out my videos on YouTube under Adelante with Arlene, where you will see me and hear me. And thank you so much for always following me here on anchor.fm. I thank you and I hope you come back. I am also on Triple Threat FM, and that is 10 a.m. every Tuesday, and on Sundays at 2 p.m. on Triple Threat FM radio. I will be bringing you interviews from Speak It Out, Sing It Loud, which you've heard here on Anchor.fm, and also a co-hosting show with Two Is Better Than One with my friend DJ Johnny C, which you also can find here on Anchor.fm. So go check me out on YouTube as well, where you'll see a playlist that has a lot of different segments from Adelante with Arlene. And I thank you once again. And as I say at the end of every podcast, every video,
Adelante.
Until next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene.